This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, June 30th. Welcome to the end of the quarter, everybody. This is what quarter and window dressing is all about. Money pours in, lifts a lot of stocks, and we've always benefited from quarter and window dressing. The professional managers have to have fundamentally superior stocks in their portfolios. We just had the Russell indices adjusted, and everybody has to make sure their indices are perfect. So they'll be buying the stocks out of the Russell. There are still passive ETFs out there that have to be rebalanced at the end of each quarter. We often benefit from that. And a passive ETF is adjusted every 90 days. Active ETFs, just so you know, are like mutual funds. So we're benefiting from all this reshuffling, realignment. We tend to go in to rally in the holiday weekends. And so that's the good news. The bad news is the economic news today is pretty bad. China's purchasing manager index on the manufacturing side is still under 50. Their service PMI decelerated. Their real estate sales are down on, based on value, 28% year over year. But probably the most alarming thing in China is their new export orders are at a five-month low. They're in contraction territory. So China's teetering on a recession. You'd think that would hurt energy prices because demand for oil in China might go down. But energy prices are very firm now because obviously in the United States, demand is very robust. The other thing about us is our inventories are at a five-year low. And for crude oil, furthermore, the inventory of refined product is very low. So the refiners are going to make a lot of money. So so we got a lot of strength in that patch as well. It's interesting, the Fed announced that consumer spending only increased 0.1% in May. That's down from 0.6% in April. They also announced that their PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, is decelerating, not as fast as we want. It'll be like the CPI. It's going to have a much bigger drop when the June number comes out. And so hopefully that will convince the Fed not to raise rates. But in the meantime, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index is still decelerating. So, the bottom line is the U.S. is the oasis as you look around the world. Europe's in a recession. China's teetering on a recession. China's going to be cutting rates further, similar to their economy. Europe's going to be raising rates because they just had a bad inflation indicator. What's so sad about Europe is a lot of the inflation is self-inflicted from the green energy policies. There's nothing wrong with green energy. It's just more expensive than the other energy. And their inflation data is not adjusted for that. So whether this is right or wrong, it's just what they're doing to themselves. Obviously, in America, we're bigger. We have more economies of scale. We have more land. Green energy is expensive here, too, but it's not quite as bad as it is in Europe. So so that's that. So interesting times, but all I can tell you is the economy grew at 2% in the first quarter. I bet second quarter GDP growth is going to be much more robust. And, of course, earnings are improving now, and they're going to be improving for the next four quarters. So we have a positive analyst community saying nice things about our stocks. The breadth and power of the market is expanding. I'm sure you know that NASDAQ was up 37% in the first half. Obviously, the seven big tech stocks led that way. But the market has broadened out. At the end of April, those seven giant tech stocks accounted for all the market's returns. At the end of May, there were 20 stocks in the S&P that accounted for the gains this year. And then finally, in June, the small caps took off, and they're still rallying this week. And with the annual Russell realignment. So we have a market with increasing breadth and power. We have decelerating inflation. We have the Fed hitting the pause button. And as you look around the world, we're the oasis. So I want you to be happy, not worry. I want you to have a wonderful 4th. When you come back from the 4th, there might be some consolidation. And then it'll be every stock for itself that's in earnings announcement season. Earnings are still driving stocks, okay? This week, you saw Walgreens got hit because it provided bad guidance. Nike was not that strong. So If a company beats, it'll be great. If it doesn't or provides bad guidance, it'll get shot. So it's all about earnings now. That's what we do. So I'm extremely confident going into the next quarterly announcement season. It'll commence for us really in the third week of July, because financials are the second week. But from the third week of July, we're going to have wave after wave of great news, drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. So that's it. Salute Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.